This is the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
.44 Superintendent Eddie Johnson for your Chicago Police Department joins us. First off, as always, I thank you for your service and the service of the men and women that work for you.
Thank you, Steve, and thanks for having me this morning.
Appreciate you being on. Rough night last night along the lakefront, scariest times on Michigan Avenue in spots. What do we know about these wilding creeps, and what are you guys doing about it?
Well, you know what? There's always a concern with groups of individuals coming down, you know, on the lakefront or downtown or in any neighborhood, as a matter of fact, you know, committing nefarious activities. But, you know, we beef up our patrols. And, you know, I just have a message for them. If they want to continue to do it, then be prepared to be held accountable for it.
Superintendent, also, too, there's a move by, I know Brendan Riley's asking for some more officers to be patrolling the Gold Coast areas and these areas as well. And I know they're trying to make the laws a little easier for you to kind of scoot people along the bike paths and get them away from that area as well, too. How is that transforming as well?
Well, you know, Andrea, here's the thing. You know, all the aldermen have an obligation to their constituents, and we understand that. You know, so our job is to be equitable about where we put our resources, and of course, we don't ignore any part of the city. You know, but to that extent, you know, we beefed up our bike patrols down there. You know, just to ensure that we have adequate resources, and then if you know we see a situation occur, we started our summer mobile unit back up. So if we see situations occurring that might need more resources, then we'll certainly send them that way. But people have to understand there's no law against just being in a group walking anywhere in the city, you know, so we have to be mindful of that. You know, we still have to be mindful of constitutional policing.
Yeah. Superintendent Johnson, Justin Kaufman here. That is an interesting question that's come up after the Memorial Day weekend. One of the tactics used, which seemed to be creative and worked, was to corral some of these kids to the train line, to the Red Line CTA train, and express train the kids back to the 35th Street, to other places around the city. You know, there's a question about whether or not that's violating civil liberties. Do you have to think about that as a superintendent when you're thinking of creative ways to approach policing, especially when you're talking about situations where they aren't violating their constitutional rights?
Of course. You know, we always think about that, and it's of a concern. But I tell you this, you know, I was the deputy chief down there for 4 years, so I'm well aware of those types of situations. But, you know, we utilize best practices from around the country. And, you know, we don't physically force people to go anywhere, but we will. If we see large groups of young people come down, sometimes we will have the bikes go with them just to make sure nothing happens to them or to prevent them from doing anything to other folks, you know. But, you know, when we do that, we simply direct them to other places. We don't physically make them go, you know. But, and, you know, oftentimes when we're down there walking with them or the bikes are going with them, they lose interest in whatever they're doing and they go wherever it is they go.
This problem, of course, is another reason for national media and some folks in the media in general to scare folks away from downtown. What is your level of confidence that people can safely come to the city and enjoy themselves?
Yeah, you know what, Steve, I tell you that Chicago is a safe city, and certainly the downtown area is relatively safe. You know, our obligation as police officers is public safety, period. You know, and we don't take that responsibility lightly. And the downtown area is one of the safest places in the country, to be quite honest. You know, sometimes you're going to have some challenges down there, but, you know, we address them quickly and you know, alleviate the problem. And, you know, this past Memorial Day weekend was an example of it. You know, when we made the decision to direct people to other places to leave the downtown area, you know, we prevented what could have been, you know, some issues with sure, violence down there. So, you know, we always have to, at the end of the day, think about public safety. And every decision that I make and the command staff and supervisors out there is in regards to public safety. But we do that within the framework of not violating somebody's civil rights.
And can we put the racism argument away, people? Because this is like the Me Too argument. Racists know they're racist. They may argue with you all day long, but racism is not something you have to try to define. It's quite easy to spot. So if there's a store owner that's trying to protect the store from a bunch of creeps. I don't care if they're white, black, brown, pink. I don't care what color you are. You're wielding sticks and bats outside my door. I have a right to lock my door, correct?
That's exactly right. That doesn't matter, you know, and it really frustrates me at times, Steve, to be quite honest. You know, we get criticized for when large groups come down there and they do something. Well, why didn't you all do something? And then we get criticized if we do something. So we have to figure out what do we want from the police department, you know. But at the end of the day, if I had to take some hits for the cops out there trying to do the right thing, then so be it. Because at the end of the day, those store owners have a right to protect their property. And we have an obligation to help keep them safe.
Right. And it amazes me, too, Superintendent, that the extra patrols. I see the patrols everywhere, the bike patrols, the foot patrols, in front of Water Tower, along the bike path in the South Loop. And to those who are criticizing and protesting a new police training facility, it just boggles my mind. Because, do you know what I mean? Because I see, and we cover these protests at City Hall, and just nothing but calm. You know, I just don't understand the protests over a facility that would help better the department.
Exactly. And here's the thing that I want people to understand. You know, the mayor and city council has put a lot of resources into ensuring that their police department is professional and one of the best in the country. But you don't get there unless you invest in it. And the simple fact of the matter is, our current police academy was built in the 1980s. It's not adequate for what we need to do now. And if you want better trained and a more professional police department, then you have to give them the facilities to be able to do that. And our current academy just doesn't have the capacity to do that. You know, so it's mind-boggling to me also. You know, people want us to be the best. Well, then we have to invest in us to be the best. And then it's my obligation to ensure we are the best. So, you know, don't get me wrong. I understand people want to see resources put in other places of the city, but I would counter that with, well, then let's try and do both. But if you want your police department to be the best, then we have to treat them like the best.
Well, you know, speaking for the protesters, but as you just mentioned, there's a question about allocation of resources, especially when you're talking about where we are in 2018 with city money. But the bigger question is about training. If you're going to build a new police academy, are you also looking at how police officers are trained? Are you thinking about non-confrontational or different ways to police in 2018 after what we've seen in the last decade here in Chicago?
Of course, you know, so here's the thing. We know that across the country, best practices would dictate that you do more scenario-based training instead of more streaming video training so that they can actually get a hands-on experience. And that the only way that we can do that in Chicago, we're the second largest department in this country. You know, we got 13,000 cops. We can't put them in a small building and expect them to be able to perform scenario-based training. Scenario-based training is the key to 21st century policing.
Well, let's go on this question, and I ask it with respect. The Lieutenant Fenner's lawsuit, I know you can't talk about legal stuff that's going on with the department, but is it a story because she's your wife, or is it a story because it's a problem?
Yeah, it's a story because it's my wife. You know, listen, any CPD employee has the right to bring lawsuits if they feel they've been harmed in any way. So, of course, I can't talk about that. You know, we wouldn't be talking about any EOC complaint, as a matter of fact. So I think it's just a story because of who she is.
Good luck with all of it. We got another beautiful weather weekend, and I get very tired of the fact that beautiful weather is used as an opportunity for bad guys to do bad things. I hope your men and women are safe, and I hope people come to their senses soon.
Well, thanks, Steve. You know, listen, we just swore an oath to protect this city, and we're going to do just that. And people that want to commit these idiotic acts of what I would refer to as terrorism, then we're going to hold them accountable. It's as simple as that.
Got a little piece of news for you off the air. Hold on for us, and thanks for the time. That's Superintendent Eddie Johnson.